In our competition for ratings, we all lost sight of why we got into show business in the first place.
Yeah, titties and beer.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Welcome to a Big Foamy Head, the Earthel Beer Show, and Rick has provided us with a bunch of beers from Belgium, right, Rick?
That's right. I ran into one of the owners, I guess, of the company here in Boulder, right around the time of the Great American Beer Fest. It was the husband, Boz, I believe his name is, and they had a lot of the brewers had come out to Avery for a sampling and a luncheon, so he was there, and his wife, Hildegard, is the one who actually does the brewing, and she was in Denver doing the GABF judging. So that's how I kind of discovered this place, the Earthel Brewery. And I guess Rick Sellers from Pacific Brew News, he knows them pretty well, or at least he knows them by name. So I thought we'd do a show on them.
So now, they're not here. They're in Belgium, right?
No, but they came out for the GABF.
Right, came out for the okay. All right, and so we've got three of their beers today, a Bock, a Belgian take on an IPA, and a triple. And what is this, our first beer that we're getting into?
That would be the Earthel Vlaamse Bock, and I believe it's only marketed in the U.S.
It is, and I think you pronounce that as accurate as we're going to get. Because who knows, right? Who the hell knows? Maybe our special in-studio guest can help us. We're honored with their presence. Here's the Big Foamy Head Beer Elves. Welcome, boys.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks, Lowe's, for having us. Like, our social calendar is really booked up these days.
Now you sound a little peeved.
Hey, what do we have to get bent about? We got 11 months of R&R. Unpaid vacation. That cheap bastard won't turn loose of a dime. So we have nothing but time on our hands, so let's drink some damn beer. Yeah, stop talking and start pouring.
Okay, well, thanks for that. So, what'd y'all think about the beer so far? Mine's gone.
Well, the good thing about the beer elves is they don't drink much. They're just a little shot glass and they can go swimming in it.
The little thimbles.
Yeah.
These bombers here will last, and this we forgot to mention that. These are all, what, 720s?
They're 750s,
big,
right?
750s. Great big dark bottles. And this beer, earlier everybody started drinking it. I heard all of these descriptions. I heard Coca-Cola, citrus, what else? Just a bunch of different...
There may even be a little bit of a chocolate in there.
It's a Bock beer, so this is a... It can be all kinds of flavors, and we still don't know what flamy or flammy. It says it's a flammy, dark ale.
Vlaamse. It's a Vlaamse.
No, that's down at the bottom. Up at the top it says flammy, F-L-A-M-Y, or flammy.
I think that's sort of for Flemish or...
That's stuff in the back
of the area of Belgium that they're in.
Well, I'm wondering if it doesn't mean flames, because there's a flame next to the gnome or elf or whatever the hell it is, and it looks like he's being burned alive. Aren't those flames in the background?
It looks it.
Maybe it's the beer from hell.
Maybe it's something to do with the roast grain. I don't know, but it's really good stuff.
Yeah, it is good.
It's all gone.
Their goat is looking kind of evil.
Well, there you go.
Well, according to the bottle, it's 1 pint and 9.4 fluid ounces. So obviously this is not marketed in Europe.
No, well, that's what they said. Rick, you said that, right? This is only available in the U.S.?
Yes, this one's only being marketed here.
Oh, you know, okay, I believe we're right. Okay, here's the marketing speak. Discover the flames in Vlaamse Bock, 7.5 flamey dark ale. With its rich foam, hoppy flavor, and fine bitterness, Earthel Vlaamse Bock is a special ale with a high drinkability for lovers of the authentic Flemish brewing art. Vlaamse Bock as originally brewed for the winter, but it's now available in 11.2 fluid ounces or 1 pint, 9.4 fluid ounces, and kegs the whole year. You can only buy Earthel Vlaamse Bock in the United States. This heartwarming double, it's a double now, of 7.5% out of alcohol, traditionally top fermented and bottle conditioned flamey dark ale, has a tastefully rich, malty, slightly sweet flavor. Very fine, distinctive bitterness, makes you forget the long, cold winter.
Yeah, I don't taste any hops, though.
No,
I think that was a cut and paste error with calling it a double.
Yeah, it's not a double.
Well, no, that's it's in there.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was a cut and paste error on the.
You think they did it?
Yeah, okay. I don't think it's a double.
Well, it's got that sweetness, not like any of the doubles we've had recently, but it's a sweeter beer for sure.
Well, it's very drinkable. I'm not having a bit of problem tasting it and having it go down sweetly and and nice.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, where'd you get the citrus from? Do you taste any citrus?
It just seems aftertaste is a little bit citrusy.
It's a little bit after you drank it. Wait a second, like on the back of your tongue, you can taste a little.
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
It's a good finish. It's not a nasty.
Yeah, it doesn't grab your tonsils and bat them around a little bit.
No. But we're hoping that's going to be the case here with the beer.
Most of us don't have tonsils, Martin. We already had this conversation.
I got my tonsils still.
I don't have mine.
I've got mine.
I wouldn't let them go.
Unless mine grew back.
They might have. Mm-hmm. It's been known to happen.
Appendix.
Well, no, I just made that up. Yeah.
No, that they do grow back.
You had one of those rare appendectomies where one was added to you instead of taken away.
Yeah.
You found a use for a useless organ.
What's the the transsexual gets a adidectomy or whatever?
Yeah, that's it.
Snip, snip. But I'm
fine. We don't care if we offend the transsexuals.
That's right. That's right. Those damn transsexuals.
We can make fun of them all day.
Always writing in, wanting your address. What?
That was too easy.
What were you saying? You're too easy, Dick?
I'm damn too easy. Who doesn't know that? Man, that's a good to any restaurant.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, we got more Earthels coming up. But why don't we... this is going to be kind of a short show because we only got three beers, although they're rather large.
Yeah, those are big beers.
We
big
do have... Beers. Coming up, though, we got more beer news, beer haiku, and some of the final nominations in the Sexiest Beer of the Year, which we will unveil on show 100. So let's take a break. Here's a little Memphis music for you. I'll be right back.
Can I go home with you? Now you can tell your mother and your father that Sonny Boy's a little schoolboy. I woke up this morning. Lord, I couldn't make me known. Lord, I couldn't make me known time. Why that I didn't have no blues, woman, but I was all messed up in mind. Now you be my baby, come on and be my baby. I'll buy you a diamond, I'll buy you a diamond. Well, if you don't be my little woman, and I won't buy you a doggone thing. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna fly all over Disneyland. I'm gonna fly all over Disneyland. Oh. Don't find the woman that I'm loving, and I ain't going to let my airplane down. I don't know Harlem, I don't know Harlem. Baby, wasn't this world? Baby, wasn't this world? Why swear that I don't want to never hurt your feelings or either get mad.
Sonny Boy.
Sonny Boy Williamson?
Sonny Boy Williamson.
Now that's
awesome.
That's some nice Delta blues, man.
Well, you know, that's the music that, you know, you don't have to have the techno band and 400 amps of power. I mean, it's just simple rhythm and blues, simple.
Well, it's also because it didn't exist in 1937.
Yeah, it ain't point.
When that was yeah, that's not your wham there, is it, yeah. Mike?
No. not the big hair bands.
But Sonny Boy's in the news here,
yep.
What, yesterday or this week?
Well, this was in the Charleston newspaper, Tallahatchie County down in Mississippi. Glendora opens bed and breakfast to honor legacy of Sonny Boy.
Right. So he's now
pretty cool.
He's now a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
cool. Might have to go down there and spend a night one night, huh?
Yeah. Maybe you can hear the harmonica,
yeah,
you know, as you're sleeping.
The ghost of Sonny Boy comes. And I was reading something interesting. The two things interesting about him. He had a speech impediment. He stuttered. And so on some of the long, where he'd like kind of draw out the words, that's because that's where he'd stutter.
Okay.
And he'd force himself to do that.
Yeah, they say people that when they sing, they don't stutter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the second thing was he kind of invented, and you hear this all the time, you don't think about it. When you think of blues guys, and we were talking about Bobby Rush earlier about when he'd sing a little, then he'd blow on his harmonica, then he'd sing and do that kind of call-answer thing.
Uh-huh.
He invented that. No one had ever done that before. That was his trademark. That's what he brought to the table.
Well, back in the 30s, I mean, it's pretty easy to be the first to do something.
Well, that's pretty much everything you do. Yeah, be the first.
I mean, the Wright brothers were the first to fly, and they were in the, you know, early 1900s.
There you go.
Well, speaking of beer, y'all ready to drink a beer?
Let's go. What's our next beer here?
Here it is.
We have the Hibernus Quintum Triple.
All right. And
here we go.
The Triple Ale originally appeared as a winter specialty. Robust beer of 9% alcohol by volume. Burnished golden in color with a white voluminous head.
Voluminous?
Voluminous.
That would be fancy talk for big.
Like a big foamy head?
A big foamy head.
It has a honey note in the nose and a spicy, flowery aroma.
Mike's shaking. He wants to open it real bad. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Listen up.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Whoa.
You did not disappoint. Unlike
that. I cheated, man.
Oh, wow. Look at that head. Oh,
damn. That was like all he's got is head and a quarter inch of beer.
Yeah.
Not even a quarter inch. That's about an eighth of an inch.
I think I'm going to tilt my glass a little bit.
It doesn't matter. Tilting it.
Look at how I tilted it.
Get ready to drink it.
It is a gigantic head on this thing. Good Lord.
Mine wasn't that bad. It came out pretty. It's a nice quarter inch steady, foamy white head, and the color is a little darker than a lager.
That would almost make you think about the.
I wish we had video here.
Yeah, I just buried a face planted into the head. My God! Wait, I got another my head there.
It's gonna take a while for that to go down.
Oh man.
Well, we're
hey guys, if it swells, ride it, right? Isn't that what they say?
Oh man,
that's what the girls say.
That's right.
Oh man,
I don't know. You might say that too, Mike.
That's what I tell her.
Oh, okay.
So the beer. What do we? I've managed to get my first drink. I've got some Belgian spiciness. I'm mainly overwhelmed by the foam I just sucked down.
I see you're choking up.
I am trying not to.
But it's a nice golden color. I mean, and it's sparkly.
The head is huge and it's super effervescent. The bubbles are tiny. They're super fine little bubbles and makes that kind of pillowy. Head.
And I smell the citrus.
White head, yeah.
I smell the citrus.
Yeah. Well, oh God, I got.
You should get a lot of spice notes on
it. I got a lot of foam up my nose, so I couldn't smell much of nothing. Oh, man.
This kind of reminds me of that Golden Monkey we had earlier.
Yeah, got some spice notes. It's a very light beer. It's like lager or very light.
Yeah, it is.
If you were looking at it, you wouldn't know that this... a gigantic microbrew or macro brew beer. But man, good stuff. Got a lot of taste. It's now what's the alcohol on
nine.
This?
Nine.
No way.
Yes, it is.
You just wouldn't. You wouldn't know this. I'm looking at the marketing speak here.
Hey, hey, can we get a word in here? I know you can't see us because we're so cute and tiny, but we do have an opinion.
All right, little guys, go ahead.
The thing we like best about Urkel. Urthel, not Urkel. Urkel was the nerd on that show. Oh, yeah, Urthel. Okay, what we like best about Urthel is that it has an elf on it. That's pretty cool.
Are you sure it's an elf? It looks like a gnome. It looks a bit like Santa Claus.
Hey, don't bring up that fat bastard's name after I've been drinking. You don't want to mess with me. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. Easy, man. It's not worth it. You don't want to go back to the joint, do you?
Sorry, didn't mean to offend anyone.
Just watch it.
Boy, I didn't even regular. I forgot that they were here.
Yeah, well, that's because they're kind of on their tail. You can't see them. They're right there.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, don't step on them.
Don't step on anybody. They may be short, but they can put away the beer.
What pisses me off about them, they leave those little rabbit pellets behind them.
They do seem a little angry, don't they? Of course, yeah. I'd be angry if I was a short little turd, too.
All right, you fellas better watch it. We may be short. We'll come wear the hell out of your ankles.
You know, I get a lot of internet spam. You can take enzymes for that.
Grass horse. Yeah, a little elf Viagra. Hey, you know what happens when you give a lawyer Viagra? He gets taller.
Because he's a prick.
Okay, back on topic. The beer that we were talking about.
Were we ever on topic?
We were. Yes. Briefly there until that rude little interruption. The Urthel.
Are you like recording right now?
Yeah.
It's just, can't you see the light?
It's this whole
it's red. It says recording.
Thing.
Okay.
It's the magic of the internet.
Mike, we're doing that professional podcast.
Yeah. The Urthel Hibernus Quintum 9 Triple Ale originally appeared as a winter specialty. It's a robust beer of 9% alcohol, burnished golden in color with white voluminous foam. That's what you read, right?
I did read that.
Honey note in the nose, spicy. Winner of the World Beer Championships Award in 2002.
Oh, this is deja vu all over again.
Did you say that too?
It's almost like I never even thought it.
Okay. It's traditionally top fermented and bottle conditioned. Strong, special golden ale. See, they hop all over the place. Is it a golden ale or is it a triple? It's just kind of this. They have like three different names.
It's a golden triple ale.
It's a or a triple golden.
Yeah.
Could be. It's kind of hard to tell the difference between those two. It's golden, but it certainly has the gigantic foamy head. And
I'm sorry, but it just tastes good.
It's a good. Why are you sorry about that? I'd be pretty damn
glad.
Well,
you're sitting here complaining about the head.
No.
Talking about the head. I'm saying it tastes good.
The head keeps me from getting at it.
And see, this is not my favorite. Not my other.
Not so far.
Shot.
The no. Bach is number one with me so far.
But this is a good drinking beer. I mean, this is a beer you'd have with a steak dinner and enjoy.
I think this would be a summer beer.
It's just too sour for me.
Personally.
Sour?
Yeah.
You got sour?
Yeah.
You said that about the Golden Monkey.
I think you need to change the glass.
No, it's you said that earlier about the Golden Monkey, too. I think the spices are not going well with you.
Yeah,
Mike's palate might not be.
Might be my little cold. I got.
Well, yeah. Also, you know, they do. I do taste the honey in it. They say it has a honey note, and I do taste a little bit of the honey in it.
Well, we're so getting an 88 on Rate Beer.
Really?
Yeah, 88.
I don't know what to think of that. How many people?
How many reviews? Yeah.
309.
Well, there you go. I don't know. That's okay. Now that you said honey. I was looking for it, but I wasn't getting it earlier. I was getting a little bit. It's not my favorite, but we got some more stuff come up. And you know what? We were talking earlier. We've kind of done an awful lot of shows here in this past month, trying to reach 100. And we might call this our damn near divorce show because we're kind of irritating the respective wives.
Yes.
And we have to be careful about how we treat the women because they don't understand us and they definitely don't understand beer. And Martin's got a few thoughts on why beer is better than a woman.
Well, thank you, Dick. And I will just go down in order as I see them. And then the first one, of course, is that beer looks the same in the morning. You know, that is an improvement.
Beautiful golden color.
Consistency in product.
With a voluminous head.
And of course,
she got a big head.
But more important, you know, the responsibility factor is there in that beer doesn't look you up in a month.
That's right.
And, of course, beer doesn't worry about someone walking in while you're drinking a beer.
They encourage it.
Yeah.
And bring beer, your friends.
And beer doesn't worry about waking the kids. Of course, beer was probably the cause of the kids in the first place.
That's right. And, beer will cause children.
And, you know, a really great interest is the fact that beer doesn't get cramps. Yeah, it says that. And the one thing that I really, 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 really appreciate about beer is beer doesn't have a mother. The other nice thing, I guess number two on my list would be that the fact that beer doesn't have morals.
Yeah.
I mean, can you see a moral upstanding beer?
Maybe the church a Trappist.
Beer. Yeah, Trappist ale. Beer. That's yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. Beer doesn't go crazy once a month, nor does it look you up once a month. See how that works?
It all works together.
It all works together. Beer always listens and never argues. And then what I really like is that beer labels don't go out of style every year.
Okay. You don't have to go out and buy beer a new wardrobe. Well, there was a couple I saw that you can have a beer in public.
That's pretty good.
I like that. And a frigid beer is still a good beer.
Still a good beer.
Yeah.
I like that a beer is always wet.
You don't have to wash a beer before it tastes good.
Of course, beer doesn't whine. It bubbles.
Hey, a beer always goes down easy. You don't have to put your hand behind its neck and shove really hard.
Tell her you want what in her mouth?
You don't have to. And beer never says no.
You know,
well, the women only have to reverse the genders, and it still is funny, so.
That's right. And there is
said women, they say men.
Right. Then we'll bring that back next segment, why beer's better than a man. And I wanted to get the last two nominations in for sexiest beer of the year. We don't have audio from these guys, but we do have text.
Text.
Jeffrey T. from the Good Beer Show says, I've thought about this. Unibrew Kelka Shows. Serve it warm like mulled wine in a snifter with a cinnamon stick. Sexy. Now, that's a good beer. If y'all have had this, I've had it. It is, oh man, he's right. It's a beer that would be good warm. It's it's made from fermented cherries. It's very cinnamony, spicy, and a lot of cherries.
Well, I think you need to put that on our list as number 12 as a how a beer is better than a woman.
Because you can serve it warm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I was momentarily addled by that. Here's one, Martin, you can relate to. This is from Chud from the Beer Report. It says, I'm really torn between two on this. One is the Unibrew 16th anniversary. Everyone should enjoy that sweet 16-year-old golden shower of living goodness. On the other hand is Goose Island Matilda. She is a little more old-fashioned in her style, but like any experienced lady, twist your face into a moaning grimace of pleasure. Not even to mention what it's like sniffing the rims before getting a taste. Either way, you can't go wrong. He's a poetic little rascal, isn't he?
That's fantastic.
Well said.
That's Chad for you, right? Okay. So we've got our triple then kind of mixed reviews about that.
Very mixed for me.
Yeah. I like it.
I'm with Rick. I like it.
I'm on the fence. I mean, I like the Bock better so far. But we got one more.
But you guys know I like the doubles better than the triples. I like kind of a more of a malt characteristic. I think the triples are a little dry for me.
Well, it was a dry beer. It was drier. For sure. Yeah. All right, so we got some more coming up here. We'll be right back.
You women have heard it's alive as you've heard the noise of me. Let me introduce my Rocket 88. Yes, it's great. Just won't wait. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. We're riding style, cruising along. V8 motor, no smaller design, like a convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sport with me, riding all around town for joy. We're moving on out, cruising and cruising along. Yes, it's great. Don't wait. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. We're riding in style, boozing and cruising along. V8 motor of smaller design, like a convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Spawn with me right now around town for joy. We're moving all out, boozing and cruising along.
That was Rocket 88, which was, by historians' definitions, the very first rock and roll song ever.
Ever.
Ever. That's Mitch Benson, and we were talking about, we were looking at an artist play, local, et cetera, et cetera, and this is a guy who recorded a lot in Memphis. That wasn't him. He was a guy who wrote it and played on it, Ike Turner, who died last month, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And so he was a guy credited with inventing the first rock and roll song, and then later went on to whip Tina's ass, and she probably asked for it too. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he rest in peace.
Yeah, he passed on, and he, you know, whether you love him, hate him, or don't know the first damn thing about him, you know about him.
Yeah,
who doesn't, right?
He had a lot to do.
He's an icon. I mean,
everybody knows about Ike Turner.
Yeah, he had a lot to do with modern music.
A whole hell of a lot, and he never gets all credit. And the interesting was, this is like a high point, and obviously the lowest point, that being he dead. But his high point, he won a Grammy this year too for a Best Blues album, which we listened to a little bit of the cuts, and it just went, you know, it's okay. Musically, very good. Mm-hmm. But he's just never was really the singer. And that's where Tina came in.
Right.
And that was the whole Ike and Tina Turner thing. He could sing a little bit, but he knew he wasn't a singer. He was an arranger, writer.
Right.
Excellent.
He was the brains.
Very accomplished musician. And the brains. Yeah. Exactly right. He created all of that.
He made Tina Turner.
Absolutely. There would have been no Tina Turner. Hell, that wasn't even her name.
Yeah.
Mary Lou something or another, whatever the hell her
From
name
Nutbush.
Is. From Nutbush.
She's in France now, I think.
Yeah, probably high now.
Podcasts have an international reach, so.
That's right.
What's she doing in France?
Hanging.
Or who's she doing in France?
Who's she doing? Yeah. Looking back on it. But I did hear that she did not attend the funeral. Didn't send condolences.
Really?
Just didn't. No.
Well,
that part of her life was so over and done with, she just like didn't see any point to it.
It was
so
good for her.
Yeah.
Well, it's like James Brown, though. I mean, he's still frozen, if I remember right. And his family hasn't figured out anything about it.
Did they not inter him yet?
No, they haven't.
It's been over a year.
Yeah.
Since we did our James Brown retrospective, because he died Christmas last year.
And he's still on ice. While
they're
trying to figure out. Well, look it up on the internet.
I'm not 100%. Okay, we'll go
through. I thought they put him in the ground.
I thought they did, but I think it took forever. I think it was like April or so, wasn't it, before they finally stuck him in.
Why did it take so long?
Oh, all kinds of court battles. All kinds of people popping up here and there. I'm James Brown, love child, et cetera, et cetera. There hasn't been a single I'm Ike Turner's love child pop up Not
well,
a one.
Well, speaking of dead things, maybe we ought to go into our next beer.
We started the next beer.
It was a little foreshadowing for Mark.
not with a bang, but with a whimper.
No moss! No moss!
The
cork did not pop. I poured in, I got absolutely nothing. Flat.
We got a little bit of foam, but nothing.
Well, let's
no
talk
pop.
About what we're drinking.
Right.
We're doing the Superior Hoppy Blonde Ale Earthel Hoppet.
Which, again, in the Earthel doublespeak, it says on the marketing splodge that this is inspired and patterned after an IPA.
No way.
Yeah. So this is supposed to be, and it says Superior Hoppy Blonde Ale. Well, blonde ales aren't hoppy.
No.
And so this is their interpretation of whatever the hell it is. And
this is what it tastes like when you add hops to a flat beer.
Yeah, it's it's not there.
You think Hoppet could have been a takeoff on Hobbit?
Yeah, with the little gnome elf-looking bastard here on the yeah.
Well,
you know, I live by the rule: always find something good to say about something. You know, but okay, it has alcohol in it.
Yay!
It's beer,
and it's beer.
Technically, it's a beer.
So
I've always heard you guys say there's no such thing as a bad beer, but ooh, this one's close.
This is pushing it. It's not. Well, okay, it might be the worst beer I've ever
had. Well, it doesn't have that hop bomb that I was expecting.
It's not hops. It's more like it's not so much a bitterness as
Man, I'm not even going to taste it. I watched you two guys taste it, and I heard Rick taste it.
Wait, you haven't tried it?
No.
Oh, well, you've got to try it to give us a fair opinion.
You've got to. I'm
Mike, it has alcohol.
It's just, to me...
Oh, he grimaced. Oh, he didn't like that at all.
It's, I mean, as I drink some more of it, I'm getting it, but it's kind of like a grapefruit and pepper and bitter, right? But not hot bitter. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
Man, I've ever had.
Have you ever...
To it. There's no foam, no nothing.
Have you ever thrown up a little bit into your mouth?
I do it all the time.
That kind of reminds me about what this tastes like.
A bile beer, could it be?
Ooh, man, this is a
it's
tough
not.
One.
You know, this is disappointing. The first two beers were really good. And
well, I don't know. The first beer
was really good.
The second
was good. The Triple's
second was
sweet.
It was okay. I didn't personally get sweet so much. I mean, it was okay. It was okay. I drank it all. But this one, it's just, I think this is one where, I don't know what they did or how they did it, but it's just not, it's not there.
This might be a candidate for a lowdown.
Oh, now there's a thought.
Yes.
Okay. Martin brings up an interesting point. Several shows back, we did a beer cocktail, and one of them was a lowdown.
Okay.
Where you take a glass and you add an ounce of Jack Daniels and 7 ounces of cheap beer. So I think we should pause for a moment and let's add.
But wait
let's
up.
Let's do it. Let's see if Suburban will improve this.
Wait up, Rick. Right. Why do you want to ruin 1 ounce of good Jack Daniels whiskey?
Now, I'm telling you, it changes the flavor. We did it with a lager, a cheap lager, and it was a whole other thing.
Yes, it was.
So we have, we can't.
But you know what? I can drink a cheap lager. I can't drink this.
Hey, you haven't tried
your
questions.
This is for science. Sometimes we have to take risks and put ourselves on the line.
Okay, well, get out the goggles and the aprons and the...
Get the lab coats on. We're going in.
Hey.
All right, hit pause.
All right, so we're back. We've added the Jack Daniels to this really... Not so good beer.
And, I added Maker's Mark.
And I think it saved it. I actually it think did. We have a saved segment here.
Yeah. It's a smooth drinking beer now.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's not the best.
It's the same.
It's not the best. It's still pretty shitty beer.
You know what I think it is? I know what that beer tastes like.
Okay.
And maybe if I would have had it before I knew what the beer tasted like, might have been better.
Mm-hmm.
But I know in the back of my mind what the beer actually tastes like without the Jack Daniels, and that's what's really working on me.
What was it?
Just keep adding Jack Daniels.
Well, oh, you're saying you already have these expectations set because right. It was that bad.
Right.
Okay, so it doesn't matter how much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, would you just rather have straight shots of Jack Daniels?
That's what I was going to say. We could, like, just hand you the Jack Daniels, and you could set the beer near it.
That's what I'm saying. Why waste a shot of good Jack Daniels?
Well, that's why I heard you. That's why I didn't make you one. But I'm drinking this. I'm drinking all of this. It helped.
Yeah, when you're puking on your 5-mile run tomorrow, think about that bad beer you drink.
Well, that's right. I should have probably thought about that. So, Rick, how's yours?
It's definitely improved with the bourbon.
Well, I got to tell you, there's this is the depths. I mean, this is we've gone pretty low on this, and there's only one thing that can redeem us and lift us out from the dregs of this depression that we're in.
A little class and culture?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
All right, cue the music. This one is dedicated to my wife, who was born on the longest night of the year. You can draw your own conclusions from that. It's from Captain Haas at BeerHaikuDaily.com, The Longest Night. Toasting the solstice, Mama makes a snow angel in her negligee. Beer Haiku Daily.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Risque for him.
Huh? Encore.
I don't know what to think about that.
That was written by Midnight Sushi. So
what did that have to do with beer?
Toasting the solstice.
Okay. Toasting the solstice. Okay.
And my lovely bride, who was born on the longest night of the year.
Okay. Well, this has been about the longest beer of the year right here.
Oh, it's awful.
Nipping through this nasty
just
bastard.
Awful.
It is.
It's pretty shitty. Probably.
Well, what is the ranking on Beer Advocate?
7.
Well, we must have a bad
7?
Batch. No. There, something horrible must have happened in the production line or something. You know, somebody died that day.
And fell in.
Yeah.
The guy that
his
was
corpse flavor.
Carbonation to this thing? You know?
His corpse flavor. Yeah, the guy, the foam puller. That guy.
He died a horrible death.
Yeah. He dead in the beer.
Yeah, and we just
actually,
drank him.
You know, now that you mentioned it, it does taste like embalming fluid.
Oh, it's pretty rank.
Yeah, it is,
man.
Okay.
Boy, we hardly ever give a thumbs down.
I know.
And this is a collective thumbs down. And even Mr. Daniels isn't helping it.
Shit.
As much. It's or Mr. Mark.
Ray Bear gives it 90.
Well, there you go.
What?
I think we
have a bad batch.
I think that either we have a bad batch or Ray Bear is just screwed up.
High on crack?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all the meth heads right at this.
Or maybe they're just sticking Jack Daniels in it like we are.
What's it? Are you?
I wish I could read that code.
Born on date.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty rough here.
It's got 07. Maybe it's 1-2 of 07, maybe.
I don't know. It's
save your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't buy this. Or do. What the hell? Go out. Everybody go out. Buy some now.
Yeah, and
let us know.
And put it on the show.
But it's right now. It's some sucking ass. It's ass juice. That's what this beer is. Tastes like ass.
And not, Dick knows what ass tastes
not
like.
Not good ass either. Bad ass.
Hey, Dick, do we have any beer news?
We do. Hang on, and we'll get some beer news.
So this is not Jennifer Aniston ass. It's Phyllis Diller ass, right?
Old wrinkled ass. Old wrinkled, not funny anymore ass.
I was going to say Ike Turner ass, but okay.
Okay. Hey, tastes like Ike Turner ass. Okay. God. Beer news.
It's time for Big Foamy Head Beer Witness News. The latest breaking, hop-hitting, no-holds-barred coverage of the malt and barley world. Sit back, crack a cold one, and get ready for...
Beer, it's your best friend, you drink a lot of it.
Beer News!
The latest news that beer is good for you is revealed once again, just in case you'd forgotten. In an article earlier this week, or actually several weeks this year, University of Wisconsin researchers have proved that dark beers, not lagers, have a proven effect on reduction of blood clots in dogs. And for some reason, it's being treated as news. Every 6 months or so, someone discovers this and puts out the semi-serious news that beer is, quote, good for my heart, justifying our drinking habits. So let's take a closer look. Beer, as well as tea and a billion other fruit and vegetables, contains flavonoids. The beer flavonoids, known as xanthohumol, which, as everybody knows, is a prenylated shell cone, helps reduce LDL, the bad cholesterol, and those damn pesky free radicals. Okay, that's a good thing. But it's old news. Here's the current article from the Ireland Independent stating that dark beer, such as Guinness, is good for you. And here's another article from the Science News that says the same thing. Now, what's the difference between the two? The Science News article is 11 years old. And what's the deal with the same players being mentioned every time? The beer that always does the most good? Guinness. And the researchers every time? University of Wisconsin. Coincidence? I don't think so. Personally, I think it is an elaborate hoax concocted by scientists at U of W to get free Guinness for the last 11 years.
Brilliant!
Yeah, brilliant, which I find extremely cool and applaud them for this scam. Go Badgers! And here's another thing that bothers me. The researchers always compare Guinness to domestic lagers and conclude that dark beers are better. Well, this is totally erroneous. American mass-produced lagers are run through sterile filters to decrease alcohol content and calories and consequently dilute flavor and content, thereby the flavonoids that occur in beer, which come from hops, not malt. The color of the beer is sort of irrelevant, as is the quantity of the malts. I challenge the good doctors at U of W or the ones getting rats and dogs drunk at the University of Oregon, do a comparison of flavonoid levels in, say, a Dogfish Head 90-minute IPA with Guinness. I believe a good old-fashioned American ass-kicking would occur. If hops contain the flavonoids, American beer will always rule. And what's the deal with getting rats and dogs snockered? Well, there are probably a lot of volunteers who'd be willing to take a pint or two for the team. It's not like you're jacking them up with chemicals. I'll sign up for my town, as will Mike, Martin, and Rick. Well, we could get thousands of people to volunteer. So here's the reality. Beer, wine, tea, or whatever you choose to consume may or may not help your heart, but it will do very, very little if you just sit on your ass and swill beer. Diet, exercise, and genetics determine your health. Beer just makes your life better. Yay. Yeah. Beer news.
Amen. You know, Dick, I'm just wondering if maybe University of Wisconsin has something to do with that beer heist.
Oh, yeah, the Guinness thing. A coincidence.
I think not.
I need a more time. No, but this is true. You go and look it up. Dick, you can find this over years they've been doing it. Yes, sir.
Dick, that's quite a witty write-up. Where'd you get that from?
I got that from beernewsradio.com.
What was that?
BeerNewsRadio.com.
I didn't hear that, Dick. What did you get?
BeerNewsRadio.com.
There's an echo in here.
All your beer news, all your beer news on tap. That is a new blog / podcast that we have started.
And it's from the University of Wisconsin.
It's sponsored by the University of Wisconsin.
And get it.
And Guinness. And you're on fucking Lucky Charms, okay?
Okay, it's definitely
alcohol. So, Beer News Radio, it is an experiment in all of the news that is beer. Check it out, Beer News Radio. And also, you know what? We forgot. We haven't plugged this. God, it's been almost an entire show. We hadn't plugged it. BeerSafari.com, where you'll find all of our pals who sent in sexy beer nominations, good beer show, should I drink that, the beer report, and many, many others.
Food night, my life as a foodie.
And Pacific Brew News, Craft Beer Radio, we're all out there on BeerSafari.com. Check them out. Lots of good podcasts and a few that just really suck.
But they're there.
We still haven't done the Gilligan's Island news.
What's the Death Watch up to?
Yeah, what's the Death Watch?
Okay, Natalie Schaefer, Jim Backus, what's his Hale name?
Alan Hale. And Nathan Hale, too.
And Nathan Hale.
And
Bob Denver are still dead.
They're all still dead. Okay, the situation has not changed yet.
No.
Okay.
But we're on top of it.
We're continuing to monitor that, and should any desk become undone,
you'll be notified here.
You'll be added to.
That's right.
Okay, so Ike Turner was not on the cast of Gilligan's Island. He did not play Gilligan. He was not Gilligan's understudy.
Man, here it is getting close to January 1, and Jerry Lee's still ticking.
That's right. We're going to have to send out.
Evil eye.
Oh, man, we threw the stink eye at him. Mm-hmm. We forced the sign of the devil. Okay. I don't know how he dodged that bullet. I don't think we've been focusing enough. We'll just have to zero in with this laser-like intensity and put the bad mojo on him. We still got 26 hours to go.
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course,
all right, I want to do a synopsis.
All right.
Urthel, a lovely couple in Belgian brewing beer. They're very much involved in the Great American Beer Festival. And Baz does some fantastic artwork. Loved the Bock. Was warm to the triple. And the Hobbit stinks.
No, I think the word is sucks.
Sucks. Yeah.
The Bock.
Ass. I don't
know. Yeah, the Bock.
I turn her ass.
The Bock was very good. Good. Yes. Very good.
Yeah.
And the rest, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Triple.
Oh, I kind of like the second beer. The second one.
Triple's was a little sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet, but it was a good beer. I mean, it was drinkable.
Yeah, I drank all mine.
Mm-hmm. I drank all mine too, real quick.
I would say of the three, the Bock's the only one I'd go back and get again.
Gilligan? Europeans are having a real hard time with our American ales. You know what they were hopping the crap out of?
Yeah.
So.
Well, that may not be a problem for them in the coming year, right?
Yeah. This was an interpretation, I think.
Yeah, it was. And I think that's one of those things where, you know, you have a couple of actors these days. I don't know why there's a trend of, oh, let's go hire someone who's not from this country to play someone in this country. It's like, that's the cool hip thing, right? Yeah. On House.
Like House?
House and House. Journeyman.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you talking about Colin Farrell?
Yeah, him too. But, yeah, what's the deal about these guys?
Nicole Kidman?
Yeah. They want to go and, okay, here, you.
Mel Gibson?
Talk like you're from.
Yeah. William Shatner?
But Gibson was originally from the U.S.
No, he wasn't.
He moved to Australia. I know he's from Australia, but his parents moved from the U.S. to there. Oh. Look it up. Wikipedia, man.
Oh, like that's correct.
Put your face against the jar. It's in there.
Sixers.
Well, I think the guy from House does a really good job with the English accent.
He does.
American accent.
Yeah.
What is his name? Piper Laurie?
He sounds like an American.
Hugh Laurie.
That's
Hugh Laurie.
No, Piper Laurie was a female actress in the
related
70s
somehow?
Or something. Yeah.
Like same George Clooney was related to?
They're all related. Rosemary?
Yeah.
His aunt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he can't sing worth a damn.
And Rosemary's Baby, you know. They're all related.
They're all
wasn't
alike.
George Clooney from Ireland?
No.
No, he's from America?
He's from here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
Now you're going to tell me Jennifer Aniston's from South Africa.
She's Swedish.
She's sweet. Damn
Dutch.
Damn Dutch. All right. I think, obviously, the show has run its course. This is the last show, though, before we hit triple digits.
2007.
It is. And you know what the first show of 2008 is going to be?
Almost 19-something.
What did I say? 19-something.
Rick did.
Jack Daniels is talking.
You're only 10 years off.
He's been drinking the big boys.
Yeah. Urthel bent you over and had a play with you.
I still get the disco ball and the what leopard skin underwear doing the
what are you talking
disco?
About? Oh, okay. You wore your leopard skin underwear.
No,
to
Rick.
The,
Rick and his disco ball
lava lamp crusted, in the background.
Encrusted bathtub. Basement.
I love my man.
And we know you do.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap it up before it gets loose.
It's already loose. It's gone.
Happy 2008, people.
That's right. See you next year.
Celebrate. Drive safe.
Happy holidays.
Come back and see us.
Hey, wait a minute. You forgot about us again? We've got a little bit of commentary on these Urthel beers. Now, I don't think it was so good, but, you know, from down here where I sit, any beer's a good beer, and I'll take it. I like the Bock better, the little Santa-looking bastard on the label kind of rubs me the wrong way, but I'm going to take any beer as long as it's a free beer. You got me?
You say Ike Turner's ass? I say it tastes like Santa's ass.
That bastard. His nasty, sweaty, red-suited ass. Yeah, that slave driver. Do you know what he pays us with? Ice cream. We're at the North Pole. What do we need with ice cream?
Well, I don't like the fact that he puts deer droppings in it, too, and says that they're chocolate chips.
Yeah, and the sprinkles? I don't want to know what they're made from.
It must be from this Urkel Hoppet crap.
That's right. Don't ever invite us back. Thanks for nothing. Merry Christmas, bitches.
Fuck you.
Be alright.